物を忘れる方法 Robert Lind The Art of Forgetting
Memory training courses are much in vogue nowadays, and it seems to be taken for granted that the more things we remember, the happier we are. The pleasures of memory must certainly be rated high, but I am sure forgetfulness also plays a part in making human beings happy. Macbeth and Lady Macbeth would have given a good deal to be able to forget the murder of Duncan, and many a politician has longed to be allowed to forget his election pledges. Some of the unhappiest people in the world are those who cannot forget injuries inflicted on them in the past. Others are equally miserable because they cannot forget wrongs they have done others. Human beings are so constituted, indeed, that they forget the things they would like to remember and remember the things they would prefer to forget. The memory should be trained, I think, to overcome both these weaknesses. I am glad to see that the press has recently been turning its attention to the art of forgetting. At least, a great newspaper has gone so far as to publish an article on the subject, How to Forget Him in a Week. Unfortunately, I missed the article. But I read a very interesting letter about it from a lady, in which she suggested to another lady an alternative method of forgetting him referred to. As the art of forgetting is still in its infancy, her suggestions may be worth quoting. Go to the cinema, she wrote, but not alone. Take a friend, a sister, anybody, even if you have to pay for them yourself. Try to pick a funny film, nothing too romantic. That seems to me to be fairly sound advice, unless Miss X is one of those people who do not find the Marx Brothers funny. Certainly, anyone who can forget a broken heart in a cinema would be well advised to go, even if it involved paying for the admission of a sister or a friend.